Welcome to Souls Harbor Church. We're glad you're here. You can also join us in person at 2601 North Meridian in Wichita, Kansas. We have services at 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. on Sundays and 7 p.m. on Wednesday nights. We are a place of grace and a Bible-believing Pentecostal church where everyone is welcome to come and experience God. On behalf of Pastor Clark and all of us at Souls Harbor, I invite you to come and worship the Lord with us. I know you'll be blessed. Now let's join the service.
I want you to turn with me, if you will, to St. John chapter 10. I want you to look at a few verses there before we get into the word of the Lord. Father, we thank you today for your presence. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you for your strength, for your energy, for your liberty, and God, for your anointing. And we ask you, Lord, to open the hearts of your children. Father, we pray that you would move and bless and let the freedom of the Holy Ghost have his way today. And we'll be careful to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Amen and amen. I want to read this kind of on the slow side before I get into the word of the Lord. But Jesus is talking here, and here's what he said. He uses two words here, and he uses them again later on down in the scripture. But he said, verily, verily. These two words this morning, when you begin to look them up and understand what they really mean, it means that really. Jesus is saying not verily, verily, but he's saying really, really. I want you to listen to me. Really, really, or in fact of, Jesus is saying, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door, really. Now, Jesus said, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, that climbeth up some other way, Jesus said, really, he is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and he leads them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of the stranger. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things that they were, which he had spoke unto them. Other words, the Lord, the first five or six verses here, Jesus is saying, you don't understand what I've said, verily, verily, or he's saying, really, really, I say unto you. And he said, you don't understand what I'm saying. Then Jesus said unto them again, after he had said this one time, and he said unto them again, verily, or really, really, I say unto you, that I am the door of the sheep. Really, really, Jesus said, I want you to know, hey, really, really, I am the door of the sheep. In other words, I am he. And ever that came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. Now I am the door, and by me if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not before to steal, and to kill and destroy, but I am come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. Really, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Now, Brother Jimmy don't have this, but I want to add this to it. In verse 27, he said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never, pluck, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand, for I and my Father are one. Really, really, Jesus said, I am the door. Hey, think about that. Really, really, Jesus said, I am the door. In fact, of I am the door. And I want to talk to you a little while this morning about God's cry, the cry of God, God's cry. And I have a song here that I'm not going to sing, but you know it real well. But I want to go through it for just a little bit to lay a foundation. The song said, Jesus, now God's cry is this, God's cry, Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. Come on now. Where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people to come and dine. With his manna he doth feed and supplieth every need. Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Really, Jesus said, and God said, that Jesus has a table spread. Amen. A table spread. And I began to wonder about this, and I began to think about what it is. And I thought, Lord, what are you serving at that table? God, what are you saying? The cry of God is, I want you to come. I want you to hear my son. I want you to hear what he has to say, because I've got a place prepared for you. And the only way you're going to get into it is that if you listen to the verily, verily, or the one that said really, really, that I am the door. That's the only way you're going to get into the marriage of the Lamb. So I began to think, God, what are you offering? What is in heaven today? And then the Lord said, what I have not seen, nor ear heard, nor neither has it entered the heart of man, the things that God's got prepared for them that love him. Other words, God is saying, I'm really not going to tell you a whole lot about, but I'm going to tell you this. The things that I've got prepared, you can't even imagine, you can't even think about, you cannot draw it up in your mind what heaven's going to be like. But I'm saying unto you, the only way that you're going to get there is you got to come through the verily, or the verily one, or the one that said, I am the door. And so there is going to be a marriage in heaven. That marriage is going to be between the bride of Jesus Christ and he himself. That's going to be there. And in heaven, it's going to be a place where it's going to be the loved ones and the people and the joy and the everlasting life that God has promised unto you and I. But there's only one way there, and that is the door. Amen. There is no other way. Jesus said there is no other way. The Father said there is no other way. The Holy Ghost said there is no other way. There's no other way that we're going to get there to enjoy the blessings of the Lord. Now, I want to kind of define this in two different ways. God has got heaven prepared for you and I. Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. If I go, I'll come again. I'll receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. The streets are going to be made out of gold and all kinds of emeralds and all kinds of glory, and the rainbow around about the throne of God, the Heavenly Father, is going to be there. All those that's ever been saved and love God are going to be there. There's going to be a hallelujah choir. There's going to be a number 10 times sound, 10,000 times 10,000, a number that nobody can number, that is going to be there, and it's going to be a great time of rejoicing, a great time of joy. That's what God is saying. Your loved ones are going to be there, and it's going to be a great time, but there's only one way. And I'm not, now you might say that I'm talking to Christians, but I'm talking to everybody that's here today, that there is only one way. Jesus Christ is that way. Amen. So we look at it this morning. How do we get in there? How do we get into that that heavenly place with God? There are two parts that I want to deal with. It's not only the place called heaven that God has prepared for you and I, but it's a fellowship on earth with God. Amen. That we can have a fellowship with him today. I cannot explain to you, and I don't have the vocabulary to tell you how it is or where it is or how to get into it other than by the word of God. But God said unto you and I that there is a place in him that you and I can dwell today, to have the same peace that we're going to have in heaven, the same joy that we're going to have in heaven, and the same fellowship that we're going to have in heaven. We can have it today through the Heavenly Father, through the door, the verily, or really, really the door that God has provided for you and I. We can have that divine fellowship with God today. I can only explain it to you because I've been there. I've had that fellowship. I have that fellowship with God. I have that fellowship with the Lord Jesus. And I enjoy that fellowship with the Savior. And I enjoy the fellowship with God. I can't explain to you how it is. I can only tell you that it is. Amen. That is there a place of safety, a place of joy, a place of peace, a place where God has provided for you and I in this earth while we're here here as well as when we get over there. But there is only one way, and Jesus Christ is that way. Everybody say amen, that he is that way today. Now, four times in these few verses that I read unto you, it talks about the door. About the door. Jesus said, I am the door. He talked about four times in this scripture. He talks about it. How important is that door? If you're going to get into this church, you got to come through the door. Come on. If you break in the window, you're a thief and a robber. You can't, that's the only way. If you come there, that's what you're going to be called. And that's what you're going to be punished as a thief and a robber. But if you come through that door, you're welcome. That you can come into this church and you can worship the Lord according to the dictates of your heart with everybody that is here. But you have to come through the door. That's the way it is in the program of God. Jesus said that unto them again, verily, verily, or really, really. Oh, I love that. Really, he said unto you. Really, he said unto you that verily I say unto you that I am the door. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Now listen, no man cometh unto the Father except by me. Amen. Jesus said, if you're going to get to my heavenly Father, you're going to come through me, or you're not going to get there. Amen. I remember some of my brothers, you know, they kind of try to protect me as a minister, and if anybody gave me any trouble, they say, look, before they get to you, they got to come through me. And I like that, because I had a son that was about 6'4" and weighed about 300 pounds, and if they had to come through him, I'm going to be pretty safe before they get to me. Well, I've got Jesus, the Son of the living God, my Savior, my big brother today, that is standing between me and the enemy of my soul today. But he also is standing between me and the Heavenly Father. If I'm going to get to the Father, I've got to come through him first. Are you getting what I'm saying this morning? Really, really, Jesus said, I am the way. And he said, I am the door. Now, door to what? What are we talking about? Door to what? Door to access to the Father. Access to the Father, to get to Heavenly Father, to get to Jehovah God, to get to God. You got him to God, got to come through the Lord Jesus. In Hebrews 10 and 19, here it said, having therefore, brethren, boldness to come to the throne of God. Now listen. When I come to the throne of God and I come to the Lord in prayer today and I come in boldness, somebody say, well, why are you here? I'm here because Jesus invited me. Amen. That's my boldness, Brother Jim, that Jesus invited me. Therefore, I can come boldly to the throne of God and obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. And so when the enemy said, you got no right, just say, I'm going to Jesus, and he's going to show me the way. He's going to take me into it, because he said, I am the door. So I'm going to go to the door. I'm going to knock on the door, and I'm going to say, Jesus, I'd like to have a talk with the Father. And he said, well, come on in. Amen. The door's been opened. You're there. You can do it. You can come on in. You can have a fellowship with the Father. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiness by the blood of Jesus. Having boldness to enter into the place with God through the invitation of Jesus Christ, I have boldness come into the holiest of holies and lay my petitions down before him. Come on. You can't get it any better than that. Say amen. You can't get it any better than that. The verily, verily, the really, the really. Oh, I tell you, I just love that. When I talk to Jesus, Jesus says, really, hey, really. In fact, the fact is, I'm the door, amen? I'm the door. You want to go to the Father, just come to me, amen? I'll take you. I'll show you. I'll show you the way. I'll take you there. I'll present you through my blood, the blood that I shed on Calvary, that you and I can have a fellowship with him. And then in Ephesians 2 and 18, the Bible said, through him, Jesus Christ, we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Amen. We have access by one Spirit unto the Father. You don't think much about the Father. You only think about, and I'm not degrading this or saying anything about it, but We talk about Jesus, but you got to remember the Bible said God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not die but have everlasting life. Listen now, for God sent not his son. Listen, it is God that loves you and I, and Jesus provided the way through his love for you and I, and to have access unto the Father by one Spirit, by the Spirit of God. You know, and this is beyond my comprehension to really explain it to you. And I told God that, Lord, I'm not really, Lord, prepared to know exactly how, Father, to present this. But if you go back in the Garden of Eden, if you go back there, and the Bible talked about God coming down in the cool of the evening, and he wanted to have fellowship with Adam and Eve. And he did have fellowship with them. They had fellowship together until sin entered into the picture. And then that access to the Father was broken through the element of sin. And over many, many years and centuries, we had no way to get back unto the Father until God made a way, the verily, or really, really, the Son of God made a way whereby now we can have that fellowship with the Father. Somebody say amen. You don't seem too excited about this as I am, but I think it's a great thing today. In Romans 5:2, it said, By whom is Jesus, also we have access by faith unto the grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. We have access by Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, wherein we stand and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Amen. So we have the Father, we have the Son, we have the Holy Ghost. Now, all of this I've said is to tell you that the door is open. Come on. The door is open. If you're a child of God, let me kind of give you an illustration. I come in this morning and I had on this suit Brother Leonard said, well, you look nice. I thought, well, that's a pretty good compliment, you know. And then Lori come up and she said, Dad, that's a new suit. And I said, no, I've had this about 15, 20 years. I said, the only thing different is I had it cleaned. And it kind of dawned on me, that's the way that we are with people today. When people see us and look at us and they see there's a difference in us, it's because we have been what? We've been cleaned, amen? We've been cleaned, and we've been cleaned through the atonement of the blood of Jesus Christ. And therefore, Jesus Christ is personified in our life. And when people look at us and they see a difference in you and I, they know that we have been through the door, amen? They know that we have had a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. You remember when Moses was up on the mountain with God for about 40 days and 40 nights, and when he come down off the mountain, they had to put a veil over his face because of the Shekinah of God's glory. They could not look upon Moses for a period of time. When you get saved and you give your heart to God, you come through the door, it changes you. People notice a difference in your life. Come on. They notice a difference. You're singing, you're praising the Lord, you're worshiping God, you're giving God glory. There is a change in your life because you have been cleansed through the atonement of the precious blood of Christ that opens the door for you and I to come into the presence of God. Now in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse number 16, the Bible said, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Let us come boldly unto God. Amen. Why? We've already got through the door. The door's open. So all we have to do is come through the atonement of his blood. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse number 23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that has promised unto you and I. I'm going to summarize this very quickly this morning in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse number 15. For we have a high priest which can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, and yet without sin. Jesus died to open the door. Come on. Do you hear what I said? Jesus died to open the door. That's why we can say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We can say that because the Father opened the door. God the Father desires fellowship with his children. Listen to me. God the Father desires fellowship with his children. The Bible said, Come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and God said, I'll give you rest. Many years ago, when my daddy was in a care home, and he said something to me that I've never forgotten to this day, and I was visiting him. I was young in the ministry. I think I was pastoring a small church. I don't remember what it was exactly, but I went to visit him, and I was quite busy, and I visited for a little while. And as I hadn't been there that long, but I said, Daddy, I got to go. And he looked up to me and he said these words to me. He said, Couldn't you stay a little longer? Couldn't you stay just a little bit longer? That's kind of the way that God is today with his children. He's saying, Couldn't you stay a little bit longer? Couldn't you spend a little more time with me? I've opened the door. I've given my son. I promise you eternal life. I promise you divine healing. I promise you I'll take care of you. I'll protect you. I'll provide for you. I'll do whatever is needful. The only thing that I'm asking is, cannot you stay a little longer with me? It's not a prayer that I lay me down to sleep and pray the Lord my soul to keep. It's a prayer that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with the wings of an eagle, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Really, really, Jesus is saying unto you, I am the door. Come into that door, and I'll present you to the Heavenly Father, and he will supply every need that you have. Somebody say amen. When you leave here this morning, I want you to leave with a thought in mind. God said, can't you stay a little longer?
Thanks for joining us here at Souls Harbor Church. We hope you've enjoyed spending time with us and hearing the Word of God. We invite you to join us live for the service and be part of all that God is doing here at Souls Harbor. Be sure to check back each week for our latest message. And in the meantime, be blessed in Jesus' name.